With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A ceasefire in the Gaza Strip has taken effect following an almost three-hour delay after Hamas was late to name the three hostages it plans to release. The announcement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the ceasefire began at 11:15 a.m. Sunday local time. Israel said earlier it would keep fighting until the names were handed over in accordance with the agreement. Hamas blamed the delay in handing over the names on technical field reasons. Millions of TikTok users are no longer able to watch videos on the social media platform as a federal ban on the immensely popular app has taken effect. The company's app was removed last night from prominent app stores, including the ones operated by Apple and Google, while its website told users that the short-form video platform was no longer available. Also at SRNnews.com, all of the nation's living presidents plan to attend Donald Trump's inauguration Monday. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When the outgoing Biden administration gives way to the incoming Trump administration on Monday, former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama will be there to witness the peaceful transfer of power. The former First Ladies also will attend, except for Michelle Obama. It'll be the second such gathering in under 2 weeks. All of the living presidents attended this month's state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter here in Washington. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Just plain cold weather in a large part of the country.
It's going to be very, very wintry in nature. Very cold temperatures, well below normal temperatures, even here for the middle of January. And we're going to have certainly a winter storm threat as well. That just takes us into Inauguration Day itself.
That is National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison. A lot of the weather moving through the country will also affect the southern region as well, with some snow, ice, and possibly sleet in some areas. So make sure you bundle up and drive safely if you're out. More online at srnnews.com. Americans weigh in on the ethics of various professions. More with SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Gallup organization finds that 30% of respondents believe that clergymen have high ethical standards and are honest. That puts pastors ahead of judges, bankers, members of Congress, and news reporters. But they're nowhere near the top of the list. The Gallup survey indicates 76% of Americans think nurses are likely to be ethical. Grade school teachers get 61%, military officers 59%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says he's planning to build up a supply on abortion pills ahead of President Trump's second administration. New Jersey joins other Democratic-led states, including Massachusetts and California, in stockpiling mifepristone, one of two drugs used in combination to end pregnancies. Last summer, the Supreme Court preserved access to that pill, which is used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions. More online at srnnews.com. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn says new leadership under President Trump will mark a departure from the weaponization of the justice system that took place during the Biden administration.
I think both Kash Patel and Pam Bondi are committed to restoring the FBI and the Department of Justice to its previous nonpartisan, equal justice orientation, and it couldn't come a day too soon.
Cornyn adds he's optimistic the Senate will get a chance to confirm scores of highly qualified Trump judicial nominees, just as it did during the first term.
And I'm particularly excited about the fact that we were able to confirm three new Supreme Court justices. I think President Trump will have a chance to fill one or two more seats on that court before he's through, which is going to be a permanent legacy.
Starbucks plans an unspecified number of layoffs with its corporate staff that won't impact employees in Starbucks stores. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News.